Well, I don't think it's just Penrith Panthers fans that are excited about the way the Penrith Panthers played in 2016, and certainly the way they went deep into the competition. So there is a lot of not only excitement, but expectation with what they are hoping to do in 2017. Let's see how they're tracking with their coach, Anthony Griffin. G'day, Anthony.
How you going, Jim?
Yeah, really well. Is there, do you feel it, the expectation around what the Panthers can do this year based on what they did last year?
Yeah, probably. Obviously, within our own club here, we're very, I suppose, confident in ourselves after doing what we did at the back end of last year. You know, the players got a lot of excitement and belief out of that, and we've, like everyone, you know, we've trained hard in the off season, so we're looking forward to seeing what we can do in a couple of months' time.
Mm. You pick up a few handy players this season too, Anthony. James Tarmo, when did he arrive at the club, and how's he been? How's he fitted in?
Yeah, he's been excellent. He arrived back in November, and I think he did five and a half weeks of full training before Christmas. He had a little break. He actually got married up on Hamilton Island, so. He had a few days off of that, but other than that, he hasn't missed a session, and he's been a great addition to our squad, obviously because of what he can do on the field, but he's been a real professional off the field. He's been a real asset to our group, for our younger forwards, just to see the way he trains and his attitude towards his football.
Mm. I think what's interesting about the Panthers is not the fact that, you know, the results that they got, but how they got them and the style of play, Anthony. Is that something that you look at and say, okay, I've got these players, so I'll play this way, or do you say, I want these players to play this way? How does that work?
It's probably a bit of both. Obviously, sort of being said, a lot of times before, we changed our team around a fair bit in that first half of the season last year in those key positions. So, certainly once Nathan Cleary came into the team, I think there was a second half over in Manly. We came back from a deficit, and he's a half that, you know, could go through the line and had a real calmness about him. So that gave us something to play off. And when Moreland became fully fit through, you know, post-Origin, you know, through the Origin and post-Origin, he came back with a lot of confidence. So those two guys teaming up together with Bryce, I suppose it was just a combination of a lot of things. Peter Wallace getting really used to the hooking role, and at the back end of the year, we were able to create some really good style of play and some combinations there. But it's been a lot of things that go into that, the way the players want to play, the way we want to play. Phil Gould's been a great, you know, asset for me, you know, in just, you know, learning different ways of attack. And so the whole club's sort of working on, you know, creating a way that we can evolve with this group.
Have you settled on your halves? There's a story in the Telegraph today about Amari Martin and him coming back from his shoulder injury. Is along with Nathan, are they your halves for this season?
Yeah, we'll see. Webby, that's Webby, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it is. I'm still recovering from that day I saw you at the races hall.
That's right. Going to do a few extra hours. Tamara's had a great, for want of a better word, breakout season last year. He got his first taste of first grade, and he went on the tour without playing a lot of football, but he'll get a lot of experience out of that. So, yeah, we'll give him every chance to team up there with Nathan. But also being mindful that we got deep into the playoffs last year by using Bryce in that role as well. Yeah, I've got an open mind still. I think our list is still evolving to a point, and obviously my role is to try and get the best out of everyone in the team, so I'll be trying to play my part in getting the best out of Tamara, and if that means he ends up playing 5-8 for us, that'll be great for everyone.
Do you ever get upset, Anthony, Do you ever get off balance? Like you seem so calm at every point. Have you ever raised your voice at these Penrith Panthers players?
Yeah, I have my moments. But,
what makes you do that? What sends you over the edge?
Just the normal things, I suppose. If you think there's a, I suppose, a lack of effort or a lack of honesty, in what we're doing, they're the main things. Our guys are enormously talented, and they've got great attitudes. They're really good people to be around. But, as times whether you're a coach or a boss or a parent or whatever, you have your little times where we don't always see eye to eye.
Now, I'm going to throw a curly one at you. This is a text message from one of the listeners who seems to be convinced that you're dead set keen on signing Ben Hunt.
No, well, where's he from, one of your listeners?
Exactly.
The great out there somewhere.
Out there. It says, scoop question for Anthony Griffin.
I've got nothing there for you, mate.
Okay.
We're pressing forward with what we're doing here.
Dean Farray, Petr Hiku, how are they travelling? DWZ, will he ever get a chance to play fullback? That would mean Moylan to 5'8". It's almost like you've got an abundance of talent there, especially adding that three-quarter line, Anthony. How do you fit them all in for the season?
Yeah, well, I think it's a credit to the guys that finished the year there that we're in that position. I mean, at the middle of last year when we lost both test centres within a month, Hiku and Vare, you wouldn't have said that, but Wonga Blake probably got fast-tracked into a starting centre, and we... we worked really hard with Tyrone Peachey to help him learn that position, and they both finished the season. I think Tyrone Peachey, from a stats point of view, finished the season in the top half a dozen centres. So I think through our own hard work and those players' hard work and perseverance, we've created a little bit of depth there now with Hiku and Vare coming back. It's a good thing to have depth in a club. Everyone wants to have some type of depth, and we created that ourselves last year through, giving those two guys that opportunity. Dallin's got the ability to play a lot of positions in the back row, back line, wing, centre, and fullback, and those things evolve through the players' persistence and through their desire and their effort. They don't evolve just because a coach at some point says, I think I'll play you there. So, that's a challenge for Dallin as much as whether, we're going to pick him there.
Anthony, I've talked to you about this before. After your first season there, we just said it just before you came on, we talked about the great history of the club and its rivalry with Canberra. Is that something you got a greater appreciation for, being there, for one season, how proud they are of their football team in that part of Sydney?
Yeah, it's been a really good learning experience for me, just about Sydney Rugby League. And I think I said when I first got here, I've always, loved Sydney Rugby League. It's where the game was, born, or in Australia at least. And learning those cultures and going to places like Belmore Oval and... those old grounds, Leichhardt, and watching, games of football. It's been great. And I remember the day we beat Parramatta in round five, or six. We were struggling. We'd only had one win for the year, I think. And I got down to the change rooms and everyone was going off like we won a grand final, but there's just that rivalry, those little club rivalries, the West between Penrith and Power, and certainly that one with Canberra that was built over those early 90s sides and the grand finals. It's something I'm really enjoying about being involved in a real traditional club like Penrith.
Yeah, they're all on again this year a couple of times for some of those rivalries. Anthony, really appreciate your time this morning, and good luck for season 2017.
No worries, guys. Anytime.